Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody Weekend Replay Podcast. 12 of our favorite moments from this past week. Enjoy.
I'm going to tell you a baseball story here.
Oh, okay.
What is that, Sam?
Actually, it's a T-ball story. My eldest son, Sammy, is now, Hollis, my grandson, is playing T-ball this year. And they had their draft or whatever a week or so ago. And Sammy was telling me that he was going to help out as an assistant coach. Because Sammy, if you don't know, he did baseball in, you know, Little League. And then he was on a tournament team that traveled around and they played. It was like almost year-round baseball.
Sure.
Until he was a teenager.
Weren't you involved?
Yeah, I was.
Nice, Sam.
He's so tall, he certainly could have been a basketball player, too.
Yeah, he did play basketball in school.
Yeah.
So Hollis is out for T-ball. So
sweet.
Because there weren't enough people, Sammy signed up for the coach. And it's funny to hear him describe now what it's like, because it's like stuff I've, you know, as when Sammy was playing T-ball, I saw this stuff happening. Mm-hmm. And you just sit back and you enjoy it, because that's basically what T-ball is. But he's got kids, he says, that he takes them out there because he doesn't know what to train them on just yet, because this is 3 and 4 year olds.
Sure.
It's not even 5 and 6 year olds.
So wow,
it's,
wow.
Not,
so
it's not like you can say, okay, well, everybody in the stance and position yourself on your toes to go this way.
I'm sure it's difficult.
It's basically, okay, we're going to run the bases to make sure you got them in order.
Right.
But what happens is, he says, the kids will run the bases, and then like 3 or 4 kids, I don't want to run them anymore. And I remember this, too. It's like you'd send the kids out to the outfield, and it's like you got the kids who don't pay attention, or it's like, ooh, a B. You know, they're
sure.
Flat. Do I have to go out this time?
Right.
And the big highlight, of course, is the after-game snack.
Right. Everybody's down for
that. I'm only here because there's food afterwards.
Yeah. Well, some of the kids may be there because their parents want them to be there. Some of those kids may not want to be there.
Yeah. Well, and when you're 3 and 4, you're probably not making those decisions. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, today I want to play baseball.
And the thing about it is, no matter how our times change and how life changes, mm-hmm. and we have all these crazy technologies, if we are ever in the jets and cars, those things will still happen. The mm-hmm. things that you witnessed on the field, Sammy is witnessing now.
Yeah.
And, you know, Hollis one day may grow up and coach T-ball. And it's the same human experience.
Yeah. It's just, my advice is, you know, it's T-ball. Just sit back and have fun with it.
Did he ask your advice?
No.
Oh, well, it's good that you did it here. We all know that the number one thing stolen off of cars is our catalytic converters.
Right now, yes.
It's happening all over the place every day. My friend Lisa has a friend whose her converter was stolen from her vehicle.
I guess she know it immediately because you crank it up and it's just noisy, huh?
I don't know. Is that what's up?
I mean, it's connected to the muffler. I'm assuming you take out what's between the muffler and the engine.
Let me tell you a little something. If you Google this, if you have time at work, there are videos all over the place with people like going outside to get in their car, and somebody's under it trying to steal the converter.
Yeah, you slide under, slice it off, and you get out.
That's what
there.
They do. They make quick work of it. But mm-hmm. they've been caught on Ring doorbell cameras and everything.
I mean, I know that there are metals inside of there. It's ironic that the metals that keep it from being a pollutant are the things that are being stolen.
Yeah. Well, okay, so do you want to know the cars that are the most, whatever, targeted?
Yes.
Because they're the number one. Carfax did this study. They've released it. The Ford F-Series truck tops the list for targeted vehicles for the catalytic converters. Maybe they're
because
easy.
Because it's easy to get under.
I would think trucks that are up higher probably are easier.
Ooh.
Than a little tiny coupe. It's going to be hard to get under there.
Number two and number three, I would think would be hard to get under. Honda Accords and Toyota Prius. They come in second and third.
Well, and those are cars that are in such mass production. Not that the F-150 is not, mm-hmm. but you know what I mean?
Everywhere.
Accords are usually on some list because just strength in numbers, you know what
You're
I mean?
Right, okay. Yeah. They say it's also the type of car targeted varies depending on which region of the country that you live in. And experts say, be careful where you park your car. Always make it a well-lit area. That's the best things you can do anyway. And you can install catalytic converter theft devices. Did you know that?
No.
Okay, that's Murphy's Father's Day present.
How does that
right
work?
There. I don't know. Look it up, I guess. I didn't know they existed either.
So here, I just found it.
Look at the Google.
It's
wow.
called it's a cat strap is what it's called, Sam, believe it or not. No, it's a strap that goes around your catalytic converter, apparently, and then there's a siren that goes off. It's got an electric sensor and eye, so if somebody
That's
gets under
awesome.
Your car.
Can you write a dirty message on there, too? I don't mean dirty. I'm sorry. I mean, can you write a message saying you can't get my converter?
I was going to say,
where are you going with this?
Right, how does obscenity solve this problem?
It
just makes you feel good about it.
Sam, did you have a big weekend? Come on, tell us.
See, I made a couple pizzas this weekend.
In the cast iron?
Yeah.
That's the way.
Man, I'm just hitting so good at that. I don't mean to break my arm patting myself on the back.
Well, can you, invite us over and we could have, come
you
on.
You know, I should just bring one up here once, maybe.
Sure.
But, I said, I had a big loss this weekend. I lost out on a silent auction.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Was it for the kids' school or something?
Yeah, it was. It was for graduation, front row seats at graduation.
Oh, that's right. The twins' school.
Yeah.
They've always done this.
Yeah.
Crazy auction items that are awesome.
Where are you going to have to sit now?
With the regular folk.
Okay, then get
it. I didn't know you could get front row seats at graduation.
They had their big school auction over the weekend.
It's a money-making thing for the school.
So, yeah. I mean, they auction off, in addition to baskets and trips and stuff like that, they auction off, first in line for lunch.
That's awesome.
Last year, Maddie got, or this year, she's using the best parking spot, a reserve spot.
Yeah, you helped her get that, right?
Yeah.
And it's great, too, because it's got the school logo and it says reserved for Maddie North.
Oh, my gosh.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Does she get to keep it?
I told her when the year is over, you better take that sign.
Totally. See, that's a creative way to raise money for a school. Take note, anybody who's in charge of that.
Yeah, you get to be a football player for a day, the principal for a day, different things they auction off.
Clever.
And, Maddie and Parker's mom and I were involved in the only thing left that we needed was the front row at graduation because everything else was for underclass people. And tried.
You both? Did you guys double team?
She was busy with doing something, but I kept getting updates with what's the latest? What's the latest? And I was betting.
Bidding.
I said bidding. I bidding.
Sounds
not an addiction.
It seems like betting, but okay.
And yeah, it just got a little rich for my blood. And when I put in the last bid, Murphy, how we like to do that last second. Whoop, I gotcha.
Swoop, swoop in.
Yeah, it didn't really work this time.
I'm so sorry. How many seats would it have been?
A row, which is usually six seats. We still have seats for the rest somewhere else in the congregation.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Okay. You can bring a big air horn.
I
don't think you're supposed to bring those either, Jody.
Yeah, and this is taking place in a church, so probably not a good idea.
Sam, remember in that After the Show podcast you did the other day about how you're not going to tell doctors jokes anymore because... Yes. They're in doctor brain and they don't get it.
Right. Or they might get it, but they don't acknowledge it. Yeah, they're in doctor brain. They're trying to help you. They're there for medical problem, medical issue. They don't want you throwing jokes at
them. And you're right. They don't acknowledge it sometimes. Yeah. It just doesn't land. If the joke doesn't land for somebody like you, that's devastating.
It's not even a ha-ha obligatory chuckle. It's just, wait, what?
That's different by personality, though, isn't it?
Yes.
Or is it more of a timing thing?
No, it's... The doctors act that way.
Well, I have to tell you this because I went to the doctor the other day and I made my doctor laugh. I'm sorry to tell you that, but let me tell you what was going on. There was something minor, minimally traumatic for me. We did the whole checkup and all, everything, and then he wanted to look in my ears. He's like, let me look in your eardrums.
Are you going to share the joke with us too?
Yeah, I'll share the joke.
Okay, good.
What, did you see through the other side?
He wanted to look at my eardrums, and he's like, whoa, you got a lot of wax in here. I'm like, I'm supposed to have wax. And he goes, yeah, but Jody, do you wear earbuds a lot? I'm like, I wear earbuds for 8 hours a day. He goes, you push them in constantly? I'm like, yeah. He's like, you've got a lot. Can we clean your ears? I'm like, I don't know if I want you to clean my ears. And sure enough, he started cleaning them, digging in, couldn't get it out, wanted me to lay down on my side. And I had forgotten. It was something I'd meant to tell him and I'd forgotten, but whatever. I just, you go to the doctor and you mean to bring things up and you forget. As soon as I'm laying down on my side, I'm like, oh, I remember. I scheduled that scope thing you wanted me to do. And I remembered because he had me laying down.
Yeah.
And he thought that was hysterical. And it was in the moment. In other words, he had me lay down. And that's when I remembered, oh, I have a scope procedures one day soon. And I needed to tell him.
Okay.
Because he's my general.
He might have laughed because it was a medical joke.
It was a medical joke. I'm sorry. Does that bother
you? Just general jokes. Yeah.
Anyway, he poured peroxide in my ears.
Oh.
And loosened things up and cleaned them out. I can hear your thoughts today.
Okay.
So I'm here to tell you.
I want to thank you for this because now I know next time I'll try out a medical joke.
It needs to be in their world.
We'll see if it works.
Or start by getting your ears cleaned.
Yeah.
I took a ride share the other day. It was the day Murphy was doing the hazmat stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I was going to a party,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't want to go park and drive and all that. So I just called, a driver, a car. And when they arrived and I got the notification, I walk out of the front door, bye, Murph. And I hop in. And as soon as I hop in the back seat, Jody.
Who was it?
And I'm like, wait, he knows my name from the app.
Oh.
But we know him. He's a friend of ours. His name is Scott.
Oh!
Yeah. He was my driver. He was Uber.
Huh. He used to work with us a long time ago.
He hasn't changed a bit. And it was so funny because it was kind of early in the day and I was still putting makeup on. So I'm like, I'm going to put makeup on. Let's chit-chat and all that. But I'm going to put makeup on. And we did a lot of visiting. He told me to tell you both hello. Love to the kids. We took a picture together and all
that.
Hello,
Scott.
But I want to say a couple of things. It was really not just because I knew him. If I'm looking at this as a business, observation and not a friend thing,
mm-hmm.
it was one of the best rides shares I've ever been in. And I've been in some really cool ones. Cool. The last few times I traveled, I wasn't even with you, Murph. I was in Vegas with my friends. Every time I got a ride share, it was a Tesla. It was so awesome. But this was not a Tesla. But anyway, it was so nice because two things. Number one, his car was insanely clean. It was impeccably clean. It's not a brand new car, but it was so clean. And he explained to me that he, does the membership at a car wash where they also do the interior.
Ooh.
And he pays the monthly subscription or whatever so that anytime he needs it clean, I'm thinking, wow. It's immaculate.
Yeah. Smart. He's been doing that for years, too.
Yeah, he loves it. He loves it to make the extra money, and he was telling me about all of that. But my favorite part was this, the music he was playing. When you're in a rideshare, you listen to whatever the driver is playing.
Mm-hmm.
But he was playing all 80s music. When you call my name, it's like good to and I just, I didn't really, I don't think I mentioned it. I may have mentioned one little song, but it was just 80s hit after 80s hit. And he said when he is driving his rideshare, he leaves it on 80s music because he finds that no matter who's riding, if you're 20 years old or you're 80 years old, everybody likes 80s music.
Right.
And I thought that is
pretty
really
smart.
Putting thought into the customer experience.
You're right.
He's not listening to what he wants to listen to. He's listening to. So it was just I gave him a tip. I gave him a great rating. And of course, he's a bud. Before we start, Murphy could not sleep last night, and I felt so bad for your wigglingness.
Was Jody snoring?
I was uncomfortable.
Ha, ha, ha.
Well, actually,
Jody's fault.
Jody did snore a little bit, but she's got a sweet little snore, just so you know for the record. It wasn't anything major. That's not what was keeping me awake, no.
Yeah, Murphy was itching all night.
Yeah, it was. Oh. I started to drift off, and it had started with my right ankle, and then, I don't know, within about 20 minutes, all of a sudden, just my entire body just felt like itchy and kind of like...
Is it bed bugs?
Oh, no.
Of course not.
No, it's nothing in the bed.
Not that we don't have bed bugs. I'm sure everyone does. You were itching, and I was not. He thinks he's allergic to something.
Hmm.
And we're trying to... this is the funny part about, what caused it.
Well,
question mark.
When you have something like that happen, you're trying to think, what did I do differently?
Yeah.
And... the only thing that I could think of is you'd put some of those new scented things in the room.
Wallflowers.
Is that a different scent than we've had in the bedroom?
Oh, what scent you got?
Well, we used to have ocean in the bedroom.
I like ocean, yeah.
And what I put in this time, in the bedroom and the hall, Fiji White Sands.
Oh!
smells incredible. Thanks to producer Faith is the one who introduced us to that. And when I saw it in the wallflower, I was like, getting it, 2, 3, 4. And I think it smells fantastic. And he starts itching like a dog. Hmm. It was like I was sleeping next to Champ instead of you.
A scent shouldn't cause you to itch, though, right?
Thank you.
Well, but it is oil.
Yeah.
And it's vaporized. That's why it's plugged into the wall. So it actually is going into the air as particles.
But couldn't it be something that you actually put into your body, something that you ate yesterday?
The only other thing that, you know, that I ate were there were some grapes that I did not wash off very well. I don't know if it was like some crazy leftover something on them, you know?
I'm surprised. Of all people, does it surprise you that he eats grapes without washing them?
Yeah.
Me too.
That was probably an oversight. I'm sure he washes them usually, right?
Well, usually you're supposed to wash fruit before you eat it, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So what did you do right before you got into bed? Anything different there? Like,
no, I mean, I was checking email, but that wouldn't make me itch, you know?
Depends on who it's from.
Yeah. Right.
So I literally don't know what would be different. The only thing that's different is that scent in the room.
Oh, that's going to make
That didn't even occur to me till last, just so you know. I was racking my brain to think.
I can't imagine that a scent would make you itch.
But eventually, I mean, I stopped.
Can we please give it another night or two? Fiji White Sands.
I would like to go to sleep before 3 a.m. this time,
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
We are getting some messages regarding Itchy Murphy. Amy says, as someone who has random, sometimes severe allergic reactions, smells and scents can definitely cause allergic reactions. My daughter also has the same issue, worse than I do. She can't go into Bath and Body Works stores due to the scents.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's tough.
It is sad. Yeah. Plus, you don't get the buy three, get three free deal. Which I don't do that very often because I don't. Yeah. I don't know. I don't like the trickery of that. It's kind of like, what?
In this case, I still don't know for sure that this is what's making me itch. I mean, it's not the smell itself. The smell, of course, is a result of the essential oils that you're, you know.
Or whatever chemicals.
That create the fragrance, yes.
Right. Because there are other wallflowers we've used, like ocean, that don't make you itch.
No, I know. Usually I don't have a fragrance issue. It's
white.
Anything that's super, super flowery. In anything is too much for me. Yeah. I like fresh and clean smell, flowery.
Okay.
I can't deal with.
Darlene says hello.
Hi.
Regarding
Hi,
itchy
Darlene.
Murphy. I feel so bad for Murphy's nights of itching and wanted to share my similar experience. I've always had my love for all eucalyptus scented Bath and Body Works products, especially the candles.
There we go.
Until a couple of years ago when I became allergic to that scent out of the blue and now get stuffy nose, itchy throat, itchy body at the first breath of it.
Wow.
I've known people who have eucalyptus, and it's not just a Bath and Body Works thing, obviously. It's just the scent. But eucalyptus is one of those that can cause people to, you know,
it's a strong scent. Yeah.
That's my wallflower scent throughout the house. Eucalyptus and spearmint.
Of course it is, Koala. Of course it is, Sammy. Man, okay. I hope you figure out the source of your night itch. And have a wonderful night's sleep tonight. Wishing you a fabulous day. Thank you all for filling my days with laughter, food dude news, and great music. Darlene, thank you for
that. Thank you,
Darlene. We'll find the source of it. And we will get rid of Fiji White Sands, Murphy. Obviously,
if
we don't want
problem.
You to be itchy.
Yeah, I don't know that is the problem.
It is the only. It is like an like circumstantial.
Well,
circumstantial evidence says it is that.
Producer Faith has some Fiji White Sands lotion if you want to rub some on.
Yeah.
Let's get to the bottom of this quick.
Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast is an easy way to catch up on anything you miss. It's free. You can subscribe on, you know, Apple or wherever you get your favorite podcast from.
Social media connect.
Okay, so from our Facebook and Instagram pages, wow, Sam, your recent Keep the Wow about your grandson.
Hollis.
And when he says your name.
Pops.
Your grand name,
yes.
As you call it. And how that's been a wow for you because you said it was indescribable.
It is. You go from, okay, this is the name I choose. And obviously when he's born, he can't speak. And you're just waiting for the time when it finally clicks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at first I think it was Bop.
Yeah.
And then it's Pops. And it's like if you're just there at the house and you hear Pops.
Everything fades away.
It's different. I don't know what it is.
Well, you're not alone in that. Kelly says, I agree, Sam. My heart explodes every time one of my granddaughters calls me Nana. It's such a blessing. Or Nana, I guess it's Nana. Deb says, totally agree. Heidi says, I'm gaga, and she made it up.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that cool?
Those are the best ones. That's how my grandmother became Heidi.
Because her real name is Helen.
Helen, and my cousin who's older than me couldn't say Helen, yeah.
Yeah, those are fun.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a choice. When I was a little girl, I thought it was Mama and Papa is all we had.
I kind of wanted to go into that one, Hollis, because Hollis is the first grandchild for me, mm-hmm. and I kind of wanted to go into it that way. If you remember, we talked about it a few years back. I kind of
want to
let Hollis pick what I am. But then it's like all the others, grands, were picking, and it's like, well.
So you were pressured.
Well, that, and you want to make it easy. It's just like, if everybody's doing it, I'm not going to be that, you know. Guy in the punch bowl.
Right.
I'm going to say, my name is this. And so now Hollis is Pops.
I love it. And you're the only Pops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kathy says, it's the best ever. I have 11 grandchildren.
Wow.
And when they learn to say Nana, it's the best. Pamela says, it's totally indescribable. You're right. Yeah. To hear your grandchildren call you, and you drop everything. It doesn't matter what's going on. You drop everything for them.
Because they think it's important enough to call to show you.
Yeah,
you know, come see this toy, or come look at while we're feeding these ducks, or whatever.
You're being singled out.
Yeah.
Pops. All right, we love hearing from you. Thank you from our Facebook and Instagram pages.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Got an email for you from Brandy. She's a fine girl.
All right,
what
Sam.
A good wife she would make.
She may not even know what that means. It's an old song.
A very old song, actually.
Okay. Well, Brandy writes in that I've worked at BBW for years. That's Bath and Body Works.
Oh,
okay.
Hey, Brandy. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
And I'm more than happy to suggest new fragrances for Murphy.
Okay.
Because this goes back to the itching issue Murphy's having.
Well, and look, I have no idea if it's connected to that White Sands Fiji thing or not.
Fiji White Sands is the scent that I put in the wallflowers in our bedroom and hallway. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I put them in, two nights in a row, Murphy was just itching like crazy. And you were allergic and you couldn't sleep.
It was the only change. So, I mean, I think that could be. Yeah. But, you know.
I woke up and both of my... My wallflowers were sitting there. I was like, oh, I know what's going on here. Well,
Brandy says you can find the fragrance notes listed on the tag. Like, if you like fresh and clean scents, which I think Murphy mentioned.
Yes.
Look for the wallflowers with the light blue strip on the tag.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Okay.
If you purchase those refills less than 90 days ago, Jody, you can, if you have your receipt, take them back and switch them out for something else.
Receipt is the issue.
Digital receipt, maybe? Because I know Bath and Body Works likes digital receipts.
Yeah, I probably do.
I think they do. Jody doesn't.
Oh, what is this? Delete.
I'm kidding. I am just teasing
you. It was only two. So if I can't find the receipts, I'll give them to you, Sam, or give them to someone who also uses wallflowers. Yeah.
Well, thank you for the email. Thank you, Brandy.
You are a fine girl.
That's right.
See?
Yeah.
I have some comments from our Facebook page regarding the post. The quote thing that I had said about if a woman and men, you need to know this, you may not understand it, but if a woman puts on the wrong bra in the morning, your whole day can be shot. You are stuck in the wrong bra all day. It bothers you all day. Mm-hmm. I had that yesterday. I had that this week.
Sorry.
Stacy says, yes, and a woman should never own a bra so wrong that it ruins her day. It's true. Another thing you guys don't know about bras is that, and women, if you don't remember this, most women do know it, go get fitted often, at least once a year, because that all the ladies change as you grow and age, and you need different bras. They can change. You're not the same size you were even 5 years ago. Hmm. No way. And another Stacey says, and ladies, the first time the bra doesn't go well with you, ditch it. You're worth it. I love it. Thank you. Keep it coming anytime on Instagram and Facebook. Parents often do learn things the hard way, just like kids. You know, we do. Hmm. We've mentioned this before, and I have a really good story of, learned that the hard way, and hopefully it wasn't hard for Phoebe. And it's actually kind of beautiful, because my whole adulthood, I've always said, especially when you're talking about things you want to wear or things you want to do for yourself or, you know, however you want to dress or be, whatever makes you feel confident, you should do.
Yeah.
I feel like men and women need to know that. It doesn't matter what's in style or what the fashions are or what other people are telling you should wear or look like. If you need to like you and feel comfortable in your own skin, no matter what that is. Mm-hmm. I've always said that.
Except it doesn't need to be graphic.
Well, okay, yeah. True. So here comes along Phoebe, our youngest. And you know what she did for herself for her 18th birthday, Murphy?
Yes.
For her 18th birthday, she bought this for herself. This was the present she did for herself, and her birthday was on a Saturday this year, and she brought Taylor, her older sister, with her, and she got a septum piercing. You know, and you know, it just was one of those things, and I was like, oh, really, Phoebe? Only one time. Said, really, Phoebe? Are you sure you don't want to just get, like, the side of the nose and, like, the little diamond or something? I just wasn't sure how I felt about it. It's not my septum, though.
The septum being the ring through the septum?
The ring through the septum. Like the little ring.
Yeah.
And it's a very common piercing.
It's very popular right now, and you see them everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And she had been admiring it for a long time. She turned 18. She and Taylor went, and they had brunch, and they went and got her piercing done, you know, and I just wasn't sure. I was like, I'm glad you love it. And she loved it. And a couple of days later, I overheard her, I think, telling either Taylor or one of her friends, you know, she was in another part of the house. She was talking about the ones that she bought for when she takes out the piercing one you have to leave in for a long time. I heard her saying, oh, I just love it, and I have these gold ones, and I can't wait to put them in, and it just makes me feel so confident.
Oh, that's okay.
And as soon as she said that, you know, every little weirdness that I had about it went away. Not that she's 18 years old, you know, but I just love that it makes her feel. Every time I see it now, it feels good to me. I thought you guys could use a little more help on this news this week, because I know you were both sad to hear that Chevy is discontinuing the Camaro. I know you guys are not handling it well.
It surprises me.
I'm so sorry.
Honestly, I was not a Camaro person.
Hey, it's the end of an era.
I had friends who had to have the Camaro or the C28 or, you know.
Yeah. So
I think the current Camaro looks great.
It does. That and those new Challengers, Chargers.
And I see them all over the place, so I'm surprised they're...
It's funny that you both say that and that you mentioned the Dodge Challenger. So the Dodge, they're scrapping their gas-powered Challenger as well, or they've scrapped it. Chevy announced this week that the Camaro is toast. The 2024 model will be the last gas-powered, which means it's going to sell through the roof. I think it is. Everybody's going to I got to get the last one. But these cars were only brought back into popularity a decade ago. Because they started showing up again.
The numbers they've shown for the reason they're getting rid of it, it's like they've really dropped, 20,000 a year being sold.
Yeah. And you know who's buying them, though?
Who?
Police departments.
Oh.
Police departments are driving Challengers and Camaros right now. If you see a new police car, chances are it's one of those muscle cars.
I definitely have seen them on the road as that.
Yeah,
I know.
But I'm surprised to hear the sales are down of either of those, because I see them everywhere.
Yeah,
every day.
Their retro versions look really cool.
Yeah,
I know. I don't know. They're not saying what's going to replace it, because usually when a car, whatever manufacturer, lets go of one, there's one that comes in its place. Who knows if there's anything that's going to come in its place?
You said gas powered a few times. You think maybe they're looking at an electric Camaro?
Maybe,
that
because
it doesn't have a ring to it.
The news story is gas powered Challengers gone away, and Chevy gas powered Camaros are going away after the 2024.
They'll have to figure out a way to fake the sound and make them electric.
Press a button.
Exactly. Yeah.
I know you guys love the sound, but that's the future of the auto industry.
Yeah,
it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
EV. Electric vehicles, the future of the whole industry. Anyway, it's just kind of a cool, I'm sorry to see that it's not going to be rolled out anymore, because it's a cool car.
Yeah.
It's an American cool car.
Guess they went away when Burt Reynolds passed away.
Hey, no.
Right.
Can we have the sound one more time? Yeah, now.
Murphy, your wife, Jody, has stirred something up. And because of it, I can't talk to her right now.
Stirred what?
Oh, poor me.
It's the whole White Lotus thing.
The TV show?
Yeah, you know, it was, when even 2 weeks ago, Jody's telling me, you got to give it a chance. You got to give it a chance.
I thought my girlfriend over here, Sam, would enjoy it. And I was right.
I did give it a chance. In fact, I gave it so much of a chance, I blew through both seasons almost in a week
Two
and
days.
A half. Yeah. But now I'm to the point where I can't talk about it with anybody. Because Jody hasn't finished yet. I finished both the first and second season.
Okay.
Second season, last episode. Ha. Oh.
Really?
And that's
good?
All I can say.
Yeah, because I'm sorry. I'm not caught up is why he's mad at me.
My past behavior, I would have given hints at this point. You're going to, this character, blah.
You started to do it. You started telling me
stuff. Oh, you've got to, so you're self-imposing this so you don't slip.
This is killing me.
Okay.
This is killing me. This weekend, you better finish because we got to talk Monday.
Fine. I only have most of the second season, but I could do that in a weekend.
The last episode is just like,
okay. Fine. Then you'll talk to me again.
Yeah, please.
On Monday. I'll enjoy today while it lasts, though. Okay. Also, from our Facebook and Instagram pages, this comes from Jesse. I was listening to the show about dinners with your children. Jesse means Thursday night dinners where we take Taylor and Phoebe out. It's become a thing,
It's become a new tradition because Taylor does not live at home anymore, our oldest, and Phoebe, being a senior in high school, has all the extracurricular stuff.
Yeah,
so it's not dinner around the table every night like it used to be.
Yeah. So we try to take them out, you know, the four of us every Thursday. My mom and grandma and I used to do this once a month. We take turns picking a place, try to pick some place new. We would repeat some places because we liked it. Either way, we kept a book. And every time we went to a new place or a different place, we would jot down something in the book about the food or the drive there.
That's a great idea.
And we would always take a picture at the place.
Yeah.
She's been passed away for 2 years now. This is the grandma. And it will be something I treasure for the rest of my life.
That's cool.
Jesse, that is cool and beautiful. Thank you for sharing it with us, the idea and your beautiful grandmother.
Yeah,
jump in with us anytime on Facebook and Instagram.